President Bush got the major portion of his tax cut plan through the U.S. House of Representatives, but Mr. Bush will likely face more opposition in the U.S. Senate, which is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. The tax cut will not breeze through the Senate, as it did the House. Debate there is expected to take a good deal longer, and some Republicans might even vote against it, which means that some Democratic votes will be necessary to actually approve Mr. Bush's plan. The president has been on the road looking for those votes. NPR's Don Gagne has been traveling with President Bush and has this report.
In the past 2 weeks, President Bush has visited 9 states stumping for his tax plan. This week it was Illinois, North and South Dakota, and Louisiana. He flies in, holds a rally at a school or a college, maybe holds a roundtable discussion with teachers or parents or local business leaders, meets with one of his so-called tax families, families he used during the campaign to demonstrate how his tax cuts will help ordinary people. Then it's back to Air Force One, sometimes spending just a few hours in a town.
I was telling the good governor, the air may be a little chilly, but the people are awfully warm.
That's the president in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, yesterday, where part of the event was actually unexpectedly warm. The rally was in a giant airplane hangar at the airport. About halfway through the speech, a small fire started in a lighting grid hanging from the ceiling in front of the stage. There was a bit of commotion in the crowd below when Mr. Bush realized what was going on, spotting the 6-inch flame up above.
It's a sign from above. I'll keep an eye on it. Let me say one thing. Quickly.
Seconds later, the fire burned itself out. The president seems to be taking on several different roles as he campaigns for his tax cut. There's Mr. Bush, the cheerleader, but there's also Mr. Bush, the salesman, who has a product to push and who won't take no for an answer when critics tell him that his tax plan is too big, that it won't leave enough money for other priorities, that it gives too much to the rich, that it could vaporize the budget surplus. In the House vote Thursday, every Republican voted with the president, and 95% of the Democrats voted against him. At the rally in Sioux Falls, it was Mr. Bush the optimist when talking about the few Democrats whose votes he did get.
I also want to thank those 10 Democrats who voted with us yesterday. People are beginning to hear from the people. People are beginning to hear. The elected members are beginning to hear from the people. That's why I'm here. I want to remind you that you all have an incredibly positive effect.
The president carried South Dakota in the election, and the people here were clearly supporters. Listen to their reaction when the president mentioned South Dakota Democrat Tom Daschle, the Senate minority leader and the leading opponent of the president's tax plan.
Earlier today, we toured a community health center here in Sioux Falls, and I was honored and so pleased that the minority leader in the Senate, Tom Daschle, greeted me. Very thoughtful of him to do so. I appreciate the dialogues we have had. He treats me with respect. I will treat him with respect.
The president knows he won't get Daschle's vote, but he'd like to think he's got a shot at South Dakota's other senator, first-term Democrat Tim Johnson, and Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu, or Democratic Senators Ben Nelson of Nebraska or Blanche Lambert Lincoln of Arkansas, whose states have also hosted stops on the president's tax cut tour. Don Gagne, NPR News, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.